News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Last year, Ireland imported nearly 41,000 tonnes of beef, valued at almost €288 million, which is up from 31,000 tonnes 10 years ago. And Paul Lawless, who is N2TD for Mayo, has concerns about consumers and whether or not they know that much of what they may be buying might actually be imported beef. Your theory, Paul, is that if it was more transparently labelled on the products, consumers might steer away.
Good morning, Anton. Yeah, listen, we have huge concerns here in relation to the importation of beef. We can see a very significant trajectory that is happening over a 10-year period. The rise is in the region of 33%. And interestingly, Anton, that the department have confirmed that we are importing over that period from countries up to 68 different countries. Our main concern here, though, is in relation to the South American beef, for example. The Brazilian beef that's coming in has increased in the region of about 700%. There are very significant concerns here, and that those concerns primarily relate to the fact that Brazilian beef is produced with a growth hormone known as estradiol, and this is a carcinogenic product that is widely banned and has been banned across the European Union for a very, very long time.
But Paul, surely that's a food inspection problem rather than an importation problem. As long as our veterinary service is doing the job, that's not an issue.
Well, you would think so, but we have discussed this over many weeks in the Oireachtas Food Committee. We have brought the Food Safety Authority before us. We have brought the department officials before us. And it must be said that the level of scrutiny, the level of checks is really quite extraordinary, really. And the level of knowledge in relation to what's happening. And I'll give you an example. You know, relatively recently, the end of 2025, early 26, there was a Brazilian recall of 128 kilograms of beef that was subject to a recall. And it was subject to a recall because of a very dangerous growth hormone that was found in the beef. Now, the department officials were unable to tell the Oireachtas committee where that beef was distributed, where it was consumed. And the fact is that they outlined that it was likely consumed before the department had an opportunity to recall that beef. So, like, now,
but we've had similar problems with domestic supplied meats. I mean, we've had horse meat in the food chain. We've had contaminated pig products in the food chain. These things happen and they get caught regardless of whether they're domestic or imported.
That is correct. But what is absolutely clear is that in relation to Brazilian beef and South American beef, our officials will not be over in Brazil checking what's happening. Like, and the fact is that there is significant issues with beef from those countries, particularly the carcinogenic growth hormone, which is actually widely used in the production of beef in those countries. There's also another concern, and that is the antibiotic use. So, like, the Farmers Journal have reported, and they did a very significant research undertaking when they traveled to those countries in South America, and they found that there was no database for antibiotic use, and there's a significant potential for overuse, where essentially you could buy antibiotics over the counter in any veterinary practice. Now, what this means for the ordinary public is that, like antimicrobial resistance is considered a leading health risk by the WHO.
Okay, again, but there's a long connection between the source issue and anything coming into the Irish food chain. Let me ask you the corollary question. What percentage of Irish beef is exported?
It's significant. It's 90% of Irish beef is exported. It's enormous, Anton, and that we should be very proud of that, by the fact that farmers, the department, have done such a great job in terms of producing the finest quality beef in the world. A grass-fed system, a system that is stringent, is subject to so many regulations.
So we have more than enough supply where it cost competitive for the domestic consumer.
Absolutely, yeah. We absolutely have. We have more than enough to supply our own country, and that's why I'm very concerned with this importation. Like,
Paul, forgive me. We can't expand to another point just because time is against us, but I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you. That is Paul Lawless, who is N2TD for Mayo. And a lot of text reaction to what Paul has to say. I'll bring you some of that after we get this break.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.